AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. New conclusions being drawn in the investigation of the deadly New Year truck attack in New Orleans. President Biden says the FBI now believes the suspect acted alone.
They've established that the attacker was the same person who planted the explosives in those ice coolers in two nearby locations in the French Quarter just a few hours before he rammed into the crowd.
That attack killed 14 revelers, while the suspect, Shamsuddin Jabbar, was fatally shot in a firefight with police. His brother, Abdur Rahim Jabbar.
He has been isolated in these past years and exposed to what I would consider extremism, you know, and some type of radicalization. And maybe he found a group that, you know, furthered that process and things, and I guess led him to cause all this, you know, chaos.
Meantime, authorities say a highly decorated soldier inside that Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas shot himself in the head. 37-year-old Matthew Livelsberger was an active-duty member of the Army Green Berets. And in business news, Apple's agreed to a big payout. Lisa Dwyer explains.
$95 million to settle a lawsuit accusing the company of using its virtual assistant, Siri, to eavesdrop on people using its iPhone and other devices that was then shared with advertisers for more than a decade. If the settlement is approved by the judge, consumers who owned iPhones and other Apple devices from September 17, 2014 through the end of last year could file claims for roughly $20 and only up to five devices. It's a fraction of the roughly $1.5 billion that the lawyers representing consumers had estimated that Apple could be required to pay if the case had gone to trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Singer Wayne Osmond of the Osmond Brothers has died after suffering a stroke. That word from his brother Merrill. Margie Zaraletta has a look at his career. Just like
a yo-yo. Wayne Osmond was number four of the nine Osmond kids. With his brothers Merrill, Alan, and Jay, the Osmonds became regulars on the Andy Williams Show in the 1960s after being discovered at Disneyland. Don't love me for fun. They later added brothers Donnie and Jimmy. The Osmonds had hits with Love Me for a Reason, Yo-Yo, Hold Her Right, and Down by the Lazy River. One bad apple. Their song One Bad Apple was a number one hit in 1970. They moved to a more country sound in the 1980s. Wayne lost his hearing in the 1990s from a brain tumor and suffered a stroke in 2012 that made him unable to play guitar. I'm Archie Zaraletta. Just like
a yo-yo. Wayne Osmond was 73. Whoa-ho. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Just like a yo-yo. Thanks for listening.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.